USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. Vice President Kamala Harris is accusing Russia of war crimes. She says the world has seen Russian forces engage in, quote, horrendous atrocities against Ukrainians, including murder, torture, and rape.
We know the legal standards. And there is no doubt these are crimes against humanity.
Vice President Harris, speaking at the Munich Security Conference today, vowed the Kremlin will be held accountable. President Biden will travel to Poland early next week ahead of the one-year anniversary of Russia's war on Ukraine. He'll meet with the Polish president and leaders of the Bucharest Nine, a group of eastern flank NATO allies. He's expected to deliver remarks on how the U.S. will continue to rally international support for Ukraine to defend itself from the Russian invasion. The search for debris from two unidentified objects shot down by fighter jets last week has ended. Warplanes shot down those unidentified objects over Alaska and off the coast of Michigan. U.S. Northern Command says the U.S. military, federal agencies, and Canadian partners conducted systematic searches using a variety of capabilities and did not locate any debris. Federal resources have been deployed to East Palestine, Ohio, to help in the aftermath of a train derailment. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine says testing of the air and water in the town has showed no signs of contaminants. A judge is issuing a nationwide order banning Starbucks from firing union supporters.
On Friday, a federal judge ruled that a barista who was let go from her position in April must be offered her job back with no penalties. The judge ruled in favor of the barista, saying Starbucks violated the National Labor Relations Act. He also declared the coffee giant cannot interfere with or coerce any employees who are involved in unionizing. I'm Ryan Daniels.
This is USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You may be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee through the Employee Retention Credit. Call Omega Accounting Solutions to see if your business is eligible to recover payroll tax paid during the pandemic. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute consultation to determine your qualifications. Call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-309-ERC. Omega's knowledgeable staff will streamline the process of filing complicated paperwork. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. CPAs even turn to Omega for ERC guidance. Take advantage of this exclusive small business tax credit before it's too late. The 3-year sunset deadline is setting soon. So find out if you qualify today. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com.
The prosecution in the double murder trial of Alex Murdaugh has rested their case. Defense lawyers called their first witness Friday and will continue to call witnesses next week. Former lawyers accused of killing his wife and son at their South Carolina estate in June of 2021. Murdaugh is accused of having an expensive addiction to painkillers and embezzling millions of dollars from his law firm. In Friday's testimony, the prosecution revealed evidence showing that before the killings, the victims had confronted Murdaugh about a stash of pills they discovered in his computer bag. Five former Memphis police officers plead not guilty to the beating death of Tyree Nichols. A judge said Friday the defendants are entitled to a fair trial and ask for patience as the case proceeds. Their next hearing is set for May 1st. Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman back in the hospital being treated for clinical depression. A senior aide says the first-term Democrat voluntarily checked himself in this week, that he's experienced depression off and on throughout his life and became severe in recent weeks. Actress Stella Stevens is dead at the age of 84. Dave Collins has her story.
Stevens is known for her roles in The Poseidon Adventure and The Nutty Professor. She also starred alongside Elvis Presley in Girls, Girls, Girls. Stevens was a Playboy centerfold in January 1960. Her son confirmed her death and said she died after a battle with Alzheimer's disease.
I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.